Thank you, Mr. Moderator. I have some remarks that I've timed. There will be approximately 10 minutes, but they could go to 11 or 12 minutes. I'd like to ask permission to go just a couple of minutes over, if possible.
Is there any opposition? None appearing? That's fine.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator, and town meeting members. I come before you tonight to discuss the financial health of Reading and the town's plans for future school projects. At the outset, let me say without any equivocation, I am a strong supporter of education in the Reading School District. My two sons are products of the Reading Schools. Both are very successful as a result of the excellent educations they received here in town. We relied on Reading Schools to lay a firm educational foundation for our family. The Reading School District did not let us down. You can and should expect that the district will not let your children down either. And in order to ensure that, you must not let the school district down now. You must be as concerned as I am with the number of issues facing our town. At the risk of restating what seems painfully clear to many of you, I will enumerate some of our major concerns as we debate the school question. First, we face a very difficult financial picture. The state aid that has helped fuel our town growth over the last decade is evaporating at a rapid rate due to a less than robust economy and corresponding unemployment. As the economy drifts without specific direction, adverse impacts in Reading and other communities will occur in many areas, from loss of excise revenue to loss in state aid and other reimbursements. The boon of the 90s is turning into the debacle of the early 2000s. Governor Romney has just warned that cuts will be deep and that we will not see a quick recovery. Second, the world is a hostile place. The situations in Iraq and Korea, coupled with the war on terrorism, are impacting budgets in every community through uncontrolled growth in insurance rates. Reading will see a dramatic increase in property and liability rates this year and for every year in the foreseeable future. And who among us can predict the impact of the uncertain world marketplace on our costs for oil, gas, and electricity? Third, wages and health care costs for town employees continue their ever-increasing upward spiral. They already far exceed our town ability to generate additional revenue beyond the allowable 2.5%. We must face the stark reality that our financial future is dismal. We will have far less money to spend in the next few years while our non-discretionary operating expenses will continue to grow. In the past few weeks, our crisis has deepened. The Finance Committee voted favorably on the school building plan in late December, unaware that on December 31st, the town would face a worsening of its financial stability as Moody's reduced Reading's bond ratings, stating grave concerns with our future abilities to manage costs and grow revenue. Their analysts gave the following warning, and these are excerpts directly from their report. Quote, Moody's believes the town faces budgetary challenges given a limited reserve position, constrained revenue-raising flexibility, and the anticipation of potentially sizable state aid reductions. The town has been unable over the past 5 years to fully replenish appropriate reserves, thus reducing in half the undesignated fund balance levels. Unlike many Massachusetts communities, Reading does not maintain a stabilization fund. Anticipated state aid reductions for the next fiscal year could further pressure the town's financial position absent either the implementation of sizable additional expenditure reduction initiatives, the institution of new fees, or successful passage of an operating levy override. In light of the financial crisis, the superintendent of schools, pending final approval from the school committee, has already taken proactive measures, essentially eviscerating the Reading school system with wide-ranging cuts. He isn't into cutting flesh or muscle. He is cutting deep into the bone. For those of you who did not see his list of suggested reductions necessary, just to meet town revenue projections for the next fiscal year, he is cutting over $2.1 million. We will lose 9.5 elementary teachers, one full-time equivalent art and music teacher. We will be eliminating, and these are all potential, they're not approved by the school committee yet, we will be eliminating the entire foreign language program at the middle school level by cutting 7 full-time teachers. cutting 3.5 custodians to clean some of the new facilities we've just built, and 5 other full-time equivalent teachers at the middle school level. At the high school, he's suggesting cuts of over 5 full-time teaching positions right here in this building. He is eliminating these teaching positions before any state aid reductions are figured into the budget crisis that will necessitate potentially further teacher layoffs. Our successful athletic programs will now potentially see students with a minimum cost of $200 and perhaps as much as $400 per sport to participate instead of the $50 fee required today. The school situation is indeed bleak. In the next few years, we'll see no improvement, according to Dr. Haritunian, who says, in his estimate, it will take upwards of 3 years to recover for each year of reductions made. Our town is in trouble. Though you may not have been willing to admit it until now, you will surely have to deal with our financial shortfalls at the next town meeting. Despite this dire situation, we are still contemplating both a new elementary school and a major project at this high school. While nearly everyone in this room believes that the high school needs renovation, I think it is incumbent upon us as Reading's legislative body to take responsibility for the overall situation that the town faces and to avoid incurring more taxpayer costs for debt when we desperately need taxpayer support for operational overrides. As we discuss debt, we must be critically aware that the current state financial predicament has changed the outlook for SBAB reimbursement. We have always assumed SBAB would help us pay for our school projects on a timely basis. Relying on SBAB now may well adversely impact taxpayers in Reading for many years. First, the state, by law, says that bonding cannot exceed 25 years in total. This means if we bond by bands, bond anticipation notes, for 7 years, we can only issue debt for 18, not 20 years. And those revised numbers that Russ showed do reflect, I believe, now the 18 years. Second, by SBAB's own written guidance, and I quote these items, even if we did not approve another project, it would take $11 billion, that's B for billion, to fully fund the grants already awarded and the projects on the waiting list as of March 2002. The length of time to receive funding has increased substantially to the point we cannot even provide likely time frames for individual projects. This uncertainty will make it much more difficult for districts to decide whether to prepare and submit applications and whether to begin construction once applications are received. Cities and towns are again reminded that placement on the waiting list does not constitute a legally binding obligation of the Commonwealth. Although every effort will be made to provide state funding for these projects at some point in the future, such funding is not guaranteed. I repeat, such funding is not guaranteed. So what does this mean? First, the revenues of the town are not satisfying the costs we are incurring without significant reductions in services. Second, it is very questionable as to whether Reading will ever be reimbursed for any school projects we begin at this time. Reading must be prepared, at least for the high school and maybe even for the elementary school, to pay 100% of the cost for many years. SBAB approved only 19 projects from their waiting list in 2002 when state finances looked rosy. There were 329 projects awaiting reimbursement as of October 2002. SBA rules say that they must receive reimbursement long before our high school project, which will be competing for prioritization along with many other new submittals this June 1st. Even at a rate of 19 per year, there is already a 17-year backlog of projects in the pipeline before SBAB can get to the new list which Reading's high school project will be placed. So if you're thinking about getting a reimbursement based on these numbers in 7 to 10 years, SBAB says that's impossible. We are laying off 9.5 elementary classroom teachers, and with every reduction, we are driving up class size. Enrollment and class size were among the concerns that led us to consider building a new school. While enrollment increases seem to have leveled off, class size will continue to grow as we deplete the teaching staff. Teachers are the very core of our educational system. How can we ever even consider building a new school and incurring the costs associated with it when we are already laying off teachers? How can town meeting expect to have the ability to fund the staffing and the opening of a new school when we can no longer maintain existing programs in our schools? The high school renovations we so desperately need, even with some miraculous SBAB reimbursement scheme in the future, are unthinkable at this time given the financial crisis we now face. We cannot expect taxpayers to assume higher taxes for two new schools and to fund the bailout of our dire financial circumstances at the same time. Town meeting members must decide now. Will we ask the voters to fund buildings, or will we ask for more revenue in terms of a debt exclusion override for current operating expenses, which will put classroom teachers back where they are desperately needed? It all comes down to priorities. To ensure our children continue to get an excellent education, our priorities must be to fund teachers. A beautiful building does not instruct the child. Only a teacher can. Our kids are our most important asset, and we must guarantee their educational future. Thank you, town meeting members.
Mr. Ryan.